Hello and welcome to my shower to Audio Mo number 13 or 14. I think 14. And I'm going to broadcast to you while having a shower. Because part of personal organisation on a Sunday is to have a shower. So it does fit into the general category of my Audio Mo project being to follow in the footsteps of Ern Mander and particularly Top Goals organisation theme. Top Goal persists in striving for ultimate organisation over in Portland, Oregon, as we speak. He did a very interesting boo about the US papers earlier today, which I read. Oh, this water is really trickling down my ear. By the way, the iPhone is enclosed in a plastic bag, and the plastic bag is sealed with sellotape, and I've checked to make sure that there's no water leaking in. So as the water crashes down on top of my head, I can speak to you in complete safety, knowing that the iPhone, did I say iPad, that the iPhone isn't going to stop. So yes, organization in the bathroom. I see in front of me several plastic bottles, all of which without my glasses on I cannot possibly read. And it does perplex me why these companies make the shampoo and the conditioner bottles look so similar. If only they were a different shape, it would be a lot easier to know which you're putting on your hair. Because if you put the conditioner on first and the shampoo on second, you're going to waste stuff. I've just spent, by the way, a 45-minute period brushing knots out of my daughter's hair. That's another form of organization, how to separate the knots in a curly-haired girl's hair. Oh, sorry. Just had some more water get in my mouth. So yes, doing a child's hair with the aid of shampoo and conditioner rolled into one was a task. But actually I had to add some special extra stuff, some special extra oil, which was specially designed for untangling knots, because the conditioner and the shampoo together weren't good enough. So that's it. So personal organization in the bathroom is as important as it is in the office. How to make sure that all the bottles which you have in front of you are actually useful and fit for purpose. So how to make sure that you have the right number of toiletries, and not too few and not too many, and that you use up all the bottles and don't have a whole load of them sitting around with little bits left in the corner, replaced by something more exciting, thereby equaling waste. So yes, the example, the leadership of the man from Cashel, the Bernie Goldback, who I guess is actually also a man from one of the states in the United States that I've temporarily forgotten, but the traveler anyway, over there in Oregon, at a wedding I think, has got me thinking about more than tidying up the office. Sounds like as if I'm allowing myself to be influenced to have a tidy up in my life. So here's the question, folks. What can you tidy up in your life next? Paul O'Mahony from the shower on his iPhone, saying this is the end of another Audio Mo in the project, inspired by NaNoWriMo and all those people still striving to the 50,000 words. And thanks again to Ern Mander for leading the way. Bye-bye.